either turn the radio off or turn it up with Power Hour. I'm your host, Disheveled, and we're bringing you the most explosive headbanging rock on the airwaves. From deep cuts from your favorite classic rock bands to the best in up-and-coming rock and roll, we're here to rattle your speakers. Don't miss Power Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense Christmas Edition.
Right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
We are very excited today. Of course, we are going to be featuring Christmas music, all our favorite songs from throughout the years.
Absolutely. All day long. And not to rush it, we've only got an hour, which is great. But we got to get home because we got to open the presents that Santa brought. And we got to have Christmas dinner with our family.
All right. Well, we're having a big one this year. We don't typically host, but this year we are merging families with our very soon-to-be son-in-law's family.
Absolutely.
I think we're about 7 days away from the wedding, which is crazy exciting. And we're having 16, 17 people for dinner tonight. Thank you to you for doing all the cooking.
Absolutely.
And tomorrow you can thank me for all the cleaning.
Yeah. We do divide the things in our house. I'm cooking, yep. Sherry's cleaning, and everybody else is helping out everywhere they can.
Absolutely.
So this should be a great show. We're only playing Christmas music. We're playing all sorts of genres in the Christmas music. And Sherry, I picked this one. It's going to be on my show tomorrow night as well. I'm doing a Christmas edition. Actually, I should say, sorry, I played this last week on my Christmas show because tomorrow night's Boxing Day.
Right.
So this one was on my Christmas show. You liked it so much, we said we'd put it on our show.
Okay. What are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to We Wish You a Reggae Christmas by Yellow Men.
Oh, fun. All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Here we go.
We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas and a reggae New Year. We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas and a reggae New Year. Body killer mini man, you welcome Capleton and Luciana. Shabba, you welcome to the Rebel Abudu. You welcome Anthony B. You welcome Daddy Ryan Briggy. You welcome Josie and Charlie. You welcome Everton Blender. You welcome Yami Bolo. You welcome Red Rat and Degree. You welcome Shaggy and Raven. You welcome, who know your them name, you still welcome. Christmas, we wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas and a reggae New Year. We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas and a reggae New Year.
Anything that reminds me of being in the Caribbean, because if it is sunny and warm, Sherry is there.
Absolutely. I think it's a great song. I love Yellow Man. I love reggae. And, you know, the steel drums, just everything. I heard it a long time ago when we were actually in the Caribbean one time over the Christmas holidays. And I thought, man, if I could only find this song. And then it just popped up.
Yep.
I mean, I think that, you know, someone says, your computer's always listening, your phone's always listening. And I was talking about this song, and then it just popped up in my favorites.
Oh, absolutely. I tried to buy a purse recently online, and I'm trying to figure out how you tell Google and all the platforms that you bought it, so it will stop advertising it. I literally bought the purse, but it doesn't know that I bought it. And so it keeps pushing me the same purse that I just bought.
Can you not tell Google, hey, Google, I bought this purse.
I don't know.
On to something else.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. We're down a rabbit hole. But
we are.
That's okay.
So what was your favorite part of Christmas this year so far?
Well, obviously, it is wonderful to have our daughter and our very soon-to-be son-in-law home. I am very excited about that. So we enjoyed a beautiful Christmas morning with just our immediate family. And we're hosting, as we said, a very large group tonight that we're also very excited about. So we're not doing a whole lot of gift giving this year because you and I have a big vacation coming up next year. And we're paying for a wedding very soon. And there's just not a lot of presents. One day when there are little children in our life again, there'll be more presents than anyone can possibly imagine. But for me this year, it's just all about being together and enjoying the fact that we're all under the same roof, let alone the same province. What about you?
My favorite part is always, Sarah Marie and Kieran have always loved to watch the parade from Disney World.
Yep.
So my favorite part is, you know, having breakfast this morning and then watching the parade with the family.
Yeah. That's very true. I love that part as well.
Me too. And it was nice. We went to Mass last night, so we didn't have to do it today. And we can enjoy just being as a family. Can't wait to get out of the studio, get back to the house, and get things going.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. Now that you said the Christmas parade, though, I'm going to take the segue because that does remind me of the Pentatonics. And I think that might be one of the first places that I saw them. You and Sarah Marie were talking a lot about the Pentatonics, but then they were performing on the Disney Parade.
That's correct. Yeah.
And that might be one of the first times. So what are we going to hear next?
Well, it's funny you say that. We're going to play a little Pentatonics. Mary, did you know?
I knew.
One of my favorite songs.
It is. All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Here we go. A little Pentatonics.
Save our sons and daughters. Did you know? to make you new. This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know?
Sherry, I love that song. I'm so glad we picked it this year.
Yeah. Oh, and I know you love the Pentatonics. Pretty much anything that they sing, you love it. You're in.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the whole a cappella thing with me and the beatbox and, you know, just them being using mouth percussion, I guess, is what it's referred to as. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, it is. Absolutely. But that's like a pretty somber, serious song. So we're going to move on to a silly song.
We are. And I found a great cover of it. The band's called Real Big Fish. They do some really good 90s cover stuff. And they're doing a cover of Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah, you've been singing this song for our entire life, pretty much to my mother and with my mother. And every year you say, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. And now my mom lives with us and she still hasn't got run over by a reindeer. But I'm really glad that she has a good sense of humor and she knows that you're just teasing because you're teasing 99% of the time when you're talking.
Absolutely.
But it is a funny, cute song.
It is. And I dressed as a reindeer last night.
And tried to run her over.
And tried to run her over, but she got out of the way. So
that's not very nice.
I'm just teasing. Barb, you know I love you. That's funny. But let's play this song again. You'll understand why I picked this version and you'll get the Real Big Fish version of it. It's like a ska version of Grandma Got Ran Over.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go, guys. This is an amazing version.
Been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning, at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead, and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. There's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
taking this so well. I see him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. On the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair on Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. As for me and Grandpa, we believe. As for me and Grandpa, we believe.
All right, what'd you think of the ska version?
That's hilarious. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's not the classic version, but I do love it.
Now, I know, and again, it's just that whole ska version of things. I'm trying to find alternative music that really good versions that I can play on our show or play on my show, and yeah, it's great. So, but this next band I know you're going to love, or artist you're going to love, we just saw them recently, and I thought this version of this song was great. Little Darius Rucker.
Yeah, we've been talking about Darius a lot this year because we fell back or newly in love with him when we saw him in Ottawa recently. He is absolutely fantastic. What's funny, though, is that we are going to play Baby It's Cold Outside, and it's Sheryl Crow and Darius Rucker, which is an amazing combination. Now, I will say, though, one of my favorite versions of this song is actually the Glee version, which happens to be between two men. Which is okay. It's just, I like that version as well. It's really great. We didn't pick that one for today, but we, like I said, we're obsessed with Darius Rucker this year. So we're going to go ahead and play this version. But we really love this song. It's fun and it's cozy and we quite enjoy it. So we wanted to share it with everyone today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm looking forward to the CMAs next year in June, and I'm hoping we drive back down to Nashville and we can see Darius Rucker again. He's just a fantastic artist. Sheryl Crow, you're constantly talking about her and Kid Rock, that song Picture of You.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so it's so funny. I'm glad I found this version. I'm not as much a fan as the Glee version as you, and that's fine, but I love this version. I love the version from Elf as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good version as
well. Yeah, so.
And of course, the original.
Yeah. But let's go ahead. Let's play the Darius Rucker Sheryl Crow version. And guys, enjoy this one. It's a gem.
Well, it sure is chilly out tonight.
Yeah, but it sure is warm by this fire.
I really can't
stay. But baby, it's cold outside. Just like
my mother
ice.
Will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Your father will be pacing the floor.
I'll listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a dream.
Put
more.
Some records on while
the
I pour.
The neighbors might
a baby is bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
dream?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break.
Your hair looks well.
I'm gonna say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my
I
pride?
I really can't stand.
outside.
This welcome has been
how lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical
my
shore.
My maintenance mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Getting late.
It's still early. It's only 11:30.
All right, well, maybe just one more splash.
I want a splash and a half.
Sure. Again, what a great version.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Absolutely. I'm just giggling, though, because I peeked ahead at what we're going to play next.
Yeah. Well, anyway, before we talk about next, let's talk about our upcoming week. I mean, there is no trivia for me, so there's no trivia night to talk about.
Right.
What about you on your stuff?
I'm taking some time off, which is very difficult for me.
I bet it is.
It's very difficult, to be honest. However, I have a fantastic business partner who is backing me up the entire time so that I can focus on family and the holidays, and a very, very full funnel for January. So I do need some time to recharge and rejuvenate so that we can do what we do the best way that we do it for our community. Right out of the gate in January, I have a home inspection booked on like January 3rd.
Yeah, and I know we talk about, you know, we talked about how grateful we are on Thanksgiving, but I just want to say how grateful and thankful I am for all the people that are in our life that come to our trivia, come and support you, support me, and then just our friends and family.
Oh, absolutely. We're so blessed. We have such a great life and good people around us. I do believe that you get what you put out into the universe, and one of our goals in life is just to be good humans and good community members, and we work hard at that, and it sometimes comes back to us, so that's always nice to know.
Yeah, and I'm sad because there was one thing I really wanted for Christmas and I didn't get it.
What was that?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Ah, well done. Well played.
All right, here we go. We got a little Sesame Street version of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Elmo. Guys, great version. I love this one. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Don't get Santa Claus for my
Do you love that Elmo hit?
I do love Elmo. That brought back a great Christmas memory for me. Actually, do you remember the Tickle Me Elmo phase?
Yes, I remember. I was in Florida, if you remember.
Yep, we had to get Tickle Me Elmo.
For Sarah Marie.
Yep.
And somehow we ended up getting two of them.
Yeah, he was a hot commodity.
He was.
Like, there were fights at Toys R Us over getting a Tickle Me Elmo.
And we just happened to be in Florida for whatever reason. I think you were down there on work, and I came down to visit with Sarah Marie, and we were able to get two Tickle Me Elmos, and I think we gave one to...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But we gave one away, and I was like a superhero to their parents.
Maybe our niece.
I think it was Katrina got it,
probably.
Right? So
makes
anyway.
Sense. It's funny though, because his voice is forever burned in my head, but the Tickle Me Elmo, whatever the little snippets were that he said. Yeah, that don't thing? Do that. No. I can hear him in my head making the Tickle Me Elmo laugh and whatever it was he said particularly. But yeah, that brought back some nice fun Christmas memories for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if we still have him around the house somewhere. We have a lot of stuff.
We do. In my head I can picture, we got Paddington Bear, my favorite bear. We have Barney.
We have a Barney from like when we first started dating. We got a Barney together.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then we've got an assortment of different bears. Just in case anybody didn't know, bears are my favorite animal.
I thought they were penguins.
No, well, penguins. I can go and get a bear. I can't get a penguin.
You can't get either.
I've asked for.
You're not getting either. You're not getting a bear or a penguin.
I know.
I know, your life is so rough.
I'm so hard done by. Anyway, let's move on to this next song. Now, this is a song by The Waitresses. It's called Christmas Wrapping. Now, it's funny because I play this song pretty well at trivia every year, and everybody loves this song. Now, this band was kind of a two-hit wonder. They did a song back in the 80s. They were a new wave band. And I don't know if you remember the song, I Know What Boys Want.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
That was their huge hit.
Okay.
And at the same time, they came out with this other song, which is Christmas Wrapping, and it charted and has been around for decades, and it's a mainstream song. Everybody loves it. It was actually, they recorded this song back in 1984, and it's crazy. Just an amazing song.
All right, well, let's hear it.
All right, here we go. A Little Waitress's Christmas Wrapping.
Frozen landscape, chill this room for 24 days. Evergreen, sparkling snow. Get this winter over with. Flash Food back out in the snow to the only all-night grocery. When what to my wondering eyes should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. And this one alone, he said, need a break, this year's been crazy. I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberry soup? And suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very happy ending.
Pretty cool. I enjoyed that song.
Yeah, I think when we first started talking about it, I think you were talking was, or maybe thought it was the movie Waitress.
I did.
Yeah, did you? Or the play or whatever it was?
Yeah, the musical.
Yeah, the musical. No, this is like, I want to say it's almost like a cult classic.
Okay.
And people love it. People request it. I mean, the trivia people, they all sing along to it. So, yeah, this was great. Now, the next one, It's All You. You okay. Love this guy.
Well, I love it. We're talking about Robbie Williams. I think that he is fantastic. His voice is haunting and it's like butter. I remember actually one time, oh boy, when we lived in Innisfil.
Man, we're going back.
That All was right. a long time ago.
Time machine.
You were out DJing on a Saturday night like you normally were, and I was home with the kids. And after they went to bed, I flipped on TV and came across Robbie Williams singing a concert in London or something like that. And I don't think I really know who he was at the time, but his voice just sucked me in that I stopped and I literally sat there for an hour and listened to him sing. And I've been hooked ever since then. However, I did forget about him for about like 20 years until just recently when we saw that movie at the beginning of this year.
Do you remember the name of the movie?
No, but he was a monkey in it. That's what I remember from it. Yeah. And I remember thinking, oh, that's Robbie Williams. Remember that? So I started back looking up Rock DJ and a few of his other songs.
Yeah.
And then was very excited to see the movie. And the movie was great. What my lesson from that was, next time we do a client event that's a movie, it's going to be family friendly, because several people said, I can't come to this because I can't bring my kids to it.
Sure. Fair enough.
And we'll do, like this time we did something that was adult. And if we do it again this year, we'll do a family friendly movie and hopefully get a few more people out and get people to be able to involve their children. Point of that being, the movie was harsher than I expected it to be. And I didn't really know that much about Robbie Williams or his life until then, but he had a rough life.
Yeah, he had some struggles for sure. But I mean, he's come through it all. Him and his father are now great. If you've seen his life story movie, it's great. And he's still performing, which is wild. I mean, I've been looking up, trying to see if I can find that where he's performing next year while we're over there.
Yeah, we'd love to see him.
And we've talked about seeing Nathan Carter.
Or Ronan Keating. Yeah.
So any of those bands, I mean, or the Two Johnnies, I really want to see.
That was me that said we should see those.
Yeah, yeah.
I reminded you that we should see them.
We'll make some time and we'll find somewhere, somehow, we'll get to see at least one concert when we're in Ireland.
Yes. Okay, well, let's go ahead and listen to I Believe in Father Christmas by Robbie Williams.
Yeah, this is a really nice song.
Said there'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's night and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and their eyes full of tinsel and fire. Thank you. Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelites. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes till I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him and through his disguise.
Nice song.
It is lovely.
Yeah, he's great. Now, this one I picked, and I thought it'd be funny because we're always debating and arguing over this band.
Oh, boy.
So I thought I would put this version of this song in. Again, it's Christmas. It's called Christmas. Baby, Please Come Home.
Okay, I'm not looking, but I can guarantee you it's the Dropkick Murphys.
Gosh, you're good. You're correct.
Well, I know what we fight about. I'm there for what we argue.
There we go. So anyway, enjoy this one. A little Dropkick Murphys, Christmas. Baby, Please Come Home. right. So it was a good song. Come on.
Yeah, I like the song.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave it at that.
We are. So just so you know, we are... we're meant to be going to Boston for St. Patrick's Day,
yeah,
right?
That is currently
with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who's playing there in Boston that weekend?
I don't care if it's the Dropkick Murphys. I'm not going to see them.
Well, it's not. It's their friends, the Dropkick Cousins.
That's...
So we could go and see them.
You know, you tell dad jokes and you shouldn't.
I know.
Just you shouldn't.
Anyway.
I know
all right.
You amuse yourself.
I do amuse
that.
Myself. Anyway, this next one's a band that we saw together in... when we were up in Ottawa with our friends.
Okay.
And we, earlier this year, we went and saw the Pogues, if you remember.
I do, but that wasn't Ottawa. Wasn't that Montreal?
You're right. It was Montreal.
Right?
I don't know why I was thinking Ottawa.
I don't know. Why were you thinking Ottawa? We
I don't
went
know.
To Montreal.
You're right. It was Montreal. My bad. All right. So we saw these guys in Montreal, the Pogues. They were fantastic. Again, the problem, not the problem, but losing their lead singer was a huge loss.
Well, it's a big change anyways.
Yeah, but I think they did really, really well, in my opinion, with actually, you know, the different people filling in, right?
Okay.
So, I don't know. I really like this one. This one's a great song.
What song are we hearing?
We're going to hear Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Years for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true. Christmas Day.
again, not your typical Christmas song.
No, but beautiful just the same.
It is. And I mean, I love this song. This song was like number one in Ireland. It was a number one hit in Ireland. It was a top 10 hit in the UK, Norway, New Zealand. I mean, it's a fantastic song. And I just love the song. And I love hearing it. It sounds like home to me.
Okay. Well, that's nice. And that's a nice way to end it, with you having a warm thought of being home, except for I continue to remind you, you've lived in Canada longer than you ever lived in Ireland.
No, I don't mean it that home. I just mean home with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, guys, we've got to get out of here quickly. I got a turkey in the oven. Mm-hmm. I got to get home. I got to cut it. I got to get all the stuffing out and all this, get everything ready for our Christmas dinner. So we're going to leave you with a little Bing Crosby and a little Hillary Duff to finish things off tonight. Anyway, Merry Christmas. We'll see you in the new year.
Absolutely. And we do wish all the best to everyone who is celebrating today with all the food, family, and fun.
Yeah. And if you're not celebrating Christmas and you're celebrating Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah.
Absolutely.
And if you're not celebrating that, just happy holidays.
Just have a nice day.
Have a great weekend. And we'll see you again next week. And take care. And thanks, guys. A little Bing Crosby to kind of, and then a little Hillary Duff to finish things off.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.